Purple, you have new M1LS.
You better recognize.
Welcome to the Harpo Show, the superb show and the M1LF channel. I'm your host, Harper Yerfnu, and today we are here to talk about the book, To Kill a Mockingbird, by Harper E. Lee. We have invited three guests for today, and we have one special guest for the end of the show.
Yay!
We sent out our own Jorge Rodriguez to find our first worthy guest for today. Jorge?
Well, I found a very avid fan of To Kill a Mockingbird. She claims that she started reading this book when she was a child, and she has been reading it for all her life, as far as she can remember.
Oh, Peachy Keen! She must be pretty devoted to this book.
Yes, she is. She spends every moment of her story time reading this book.
What?
I call out our eager guest, Susie McPegnos from the fifth grade.
Oh man, the show really must be going bankrupt.
Oh, swell! Susie McPegnos, everybody!
Yay!
So, Susie, how are you today?
Well, I'm just great, Harpo. How are you?
Well, I'm just superb. So, let's get to the point. How long have you been reading the book?
Since I was a child.
When was that, 5 seconds ago?
Excuse me?
Oh, nothing. So which character compelled you the most?
Oh, do you know what compelled means? Do you want me to explain it to you?
Yes, I do know what compelled means, if you don't mind. Anyway, I was most inspired by the character Atticus. He was a great role model for Scout and Jem. They were growing up, and vigorous times were ahead of them. Fortunately, Atticus was there. He protected a black man and tried with all his power to show the truth and persuade many of the townspeople to believe that Tom Robinson was innocent. Instead of bringing up his children while acting like a racist, ageist man, he treated them like the same age. He did not think that because he's an adult and the children have not grown up. He has to belittle them. Therefore, he treated them like adults.
Whoa, you lose a lot of big words there, honey. So, what did you learn from the book? What do you think the book is about?
It is hard to grow up within a sea of discrimination. Growing up is a very important theme to this book. Being an adult doesn't necessarily make you mature. Being older doesn't necessarily make you wiser. And it shows through comparison between Atticus and the townsfolk. Many others would treat the children with ridicule just because they are children. Atticus is mature as to treat the children with respect and equality.
Who is this girl? She's like the freaking Albert Einstein of English. She needs to go out a little bit more.
As said on page 29, when he gave us our air rifles, Atticus wouldn't teach us to shoot. Uncle Jack instructed us in the rudiment thereof. He said Atticus was interested in guns. Even though Atticus was an expert with guns, he refused to teach the children. This can make him cooler in the eyes of the children. But because guns can lead to violence, he is mature enough to not teach them how to be expert with guns.
How swell! Now, we have Bob Hornigan, a student from North Mountains High School. He was another one of Jorge's choices for guests. He better not be as bad annoying as the first one.
Yay!
I'm still here, you know.
Oh, yeah, dang. Moving on. Bob O'Hornigan has agreed to join us in the show. Hi, and welcome.
What's up? Glad to be here. Chilling with Harpo Yerfnu.
Yeah, cool. I know.
Sure.
So, what do you think about the book? What are your opinions about this book?
It's cool. I like it.
Is that all?
No. I guess it wasn't cool when they totally shot that innocent guy. That totally reminds me of one of my homies. Dude and all those people were hating on the Finch family. Uncool.
I see. Well, from my sources, I've heard we have a caller to ask our guests some questions. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who would you like to speak with?
I would like to speak with Bob, please.
What's up?
Dude, it's me, Garth. Dude, you're on the radio.
Dude, I know.
Okay, this is going nowhere. Let's just hang up. Anyway, let's bring out our other guest. Jorge, this better be a good one. I'm glad to introduce to you Professor Bojangles from Stanford University. Yay! Welcome. How are you doing on this fine day?
Fine, thank you.
You have read and analyzed the book, correct?
Yes, correct. It makes up most of my life's work.
What do you believe the most important theme in the story is?
I believe the most significant theme is growing up. It has a strong presence throughout the whole book instead of just first or second half of parts throughout the story.
So, if growing up is the main theme here, how do you think Scout, the main character, has grown up?
Scout has grown considerably. On page 22, there is a quote that I would like to share. When I was rubbing his nose in the dirt, Jem came along and told me to stop. This is earlier in the story, when Scout has not yet grown with sense and gets lured into fights easily. But later, Atticus tells Scout, "You never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view, until you climb into his skin and walk around in it." Page 30. Scout takes Atticus's advice and begins to grow and understand people and not let her temper take control of her. This is proven when she walks away from a fight. She is taunted and called a coward, but it shows that she is older and has grown because she has learned how to control herself.
Scout has a brother. Does he grow as well?
Actually, he does. His character probably changes the most. In the beginning of the story, Jem and Scout play and have fun. Jem is more carefree and only tends to care about having fun. As Jem gets older, he becomes more separated to Scout. Their bond grows a little wider. Closer to the end, Jem becomes more like his father, that he begins to take responsibilities in taking care of Scout. In this quote, "She made me feel awful, but when Jem came to fetch me, he was sympathetic." Jem, like I said before, is taking responsibility of comforting Scout after she accidentally missed her cue in the school play.
So, does everyone here agree on the points that the others have made?
Yeah, man, I do. I agree to almost everything that dude said.
Who, Professor Bojangles?
No, duh. That girl Susie. I said dude, not dudette.
Okay. What do you mean you agree to almost everything he said?
Well, he says that Jem gets moodier, but that's not his fault. He's going through a very difficult time in his life. I mean, puberty, dude. It's crazy. All the hair in the weird places. Having to sound like a girl, then a boy, then a girl again. The thing is, the professor may have gone through the same stuff as Jem, but he has definitely forgotten what it's been like. And the girls, man, they don't get cooties no more. I mean, it's hard trying to avoid all the hot chicks and trying not to break their feelings.
So you're saying that age affects how people see things and adults see things differently compared to children and teenagers?
Yes, I am.
So, on page 201, when Dolphus Raymond says, "Because you're children and you can't understand it, you would react differently than Scout if he were to say it to you."
Oh, for sure. But I would probably not be so quick to judge like my mom and dad.
You're about Jem's age. Do you think your understanding of people is at about the same level?
This quote, "It'll take a few years to sink in. You haven't seen enough of the world yet." Located on page 201, probably applies to me as well. But as a teen, I am truly beginning to understand people and why they do certain things.
Well, now we only have one guest left. It seems to be our surprise guest, Harper E. Lee.
Yay! Yay!
We seem to have a caller to ask Miss Lee some questions.
Hi, I'm Mariah Green, and I am disagreeing to the other guests in the show, and I would like to know how To Kill a Mockingbird shows growing up.
Wow, I don't think my book would have so much publicity. Wow, there are so many different views. Goodness. Wow. Well, I wrote this book showing three themes: courage, prejudice, and growing up. It depends on what position you could be looking at the story. Oh, and it might be different. You will always be experiencing one of these three things. This book is saturated with the theme of growing up. One can experience prejudice sometimes, or courage, or lack thereof, in some moments of your day. But growing up is present in our whole day, like it is present throughout the whole book. It's physically present. We can never get younger. It is present mentally when we learn new things as we grow up, and it is present emotionally as how we treat others and how it affects theirs and our future, too. That wraps up our show. See you next time on Harpo!
Yay!